Michael Copeland, we're standing here in the Great Hall. It's kind of about 9:45, not too many MLAs around, more security than anything else. What is a kind of typical day in the life of an MLA?
Well, you'd have to speak to a typical MLA to find that out, and I don't consider myself to be a typical MLA.
So what makes you different? What makes you...
It's hard to explain. I don't know whether or not work just comes my way, or whether a lot of it's unseen, or whether I struggle more to get through it. I find myself to keep abreast of it, having to come in at sort of between 7 and 8 in the morning to get a couple of hours to get things tidied up, and there's not many cars in the car park at that time. Yesterday, for example, I started in here at 7:35 and got home last night after meetings, albeit in Castlereagh Borough Council, just after 10 o'clock, to be back in here this morning at just after 7. People require a service, and I know even currently I am having difficulty in replying or responding to the people who contact me directly. People say that we should be at a certain higher strategic level. My gut feeling is that this place needs to go back to its roots and the people who send us here.
Where do you think you add most value to the kind of democratic process, if you like? Is it in the constituency, is it in the chamber, is it committees, tea room? You know, where does Michael Copeland make his mark?
In the committees. In the committees, particularly DSD. DSD and public accounts are the two that I really, really get something from and feel contribute something to. My own primary role remains to interface with statutory agencies on behalf of ordinary people who are daunted by the prospect.
And finally, what are your frustrations and your joys of kind of being an MLA? What are the high points?
Well, the middle letter on this is MLA, legislative.
We've passed one budget bill so far.
Precisely, and it depends what you mean by passed. That's a word that can have many connotations.
But realistically, could more have been done? I mean, could a programme for government really have actually been turfed out in a couple of months? You still probably wouldn't have much legislation passed at this stage, the time committee's got through it.
Well, I'm looking more at the legislation that was through the last time and what happened to that. It hadn't been completed. It seems to be a... To me, it strikes me as a piece of drama, but whether or not it is fulfilling the democratic expectation, I don't believe it's government, I believe it's administration, as it lacks the basic tenets of a government, which is the ability or willingness to raise taxes properly and the right of the people to get rid of it after 4 years.
Do you think it'll mature? Do you see signs of...
It'll grow older.
Thank you very much.